when trumpets were mellow, when every gal had just one fellow. No need to remember when, 'cause everything old is new again.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Tobolowsky Files, a series of stories about life, love, and the entertainment industry as told by actor Stephen Tobolowsky. My name is David Chen, I'm the managing editor of SlashFilm.com and the host of the Slash Filmcast, and joining us today, he is the man who played Patrick in the 2005 film The Importance of Blind Dating, Stephen Tobolowsky. Stephen, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm very good. Let me tell you about The Importance of Blind Dating, and this is very important for everybody. When I did Importance of Blind Dating, I was at one of those many low ebbs that a lot of times actors face. There was a huge period of time where I didn't have any auditions. There's a huge period of time I didn't have any jobs. And these people were doing a short film, and they said that they would pay me a $500 honorarium if I would be an artist in residence and do this kind of personal project, this little film, a 15-minute film that they'd show at AFI and a few places like that. Well, I agreed because I was not doing anything and I was desperate for anything at the time. And beside the project being delightful script, the people I met on the project have been friends ever since. And not only have they been friends ever since, but they've helped me along the way ever since. I was working on a play, and it turned out the producer of Importance of Blind Dating had already produced the play I was in, and they provided our entire set for free. So there's no – when you say yes to things, in this business in particular, you have no idea where that road will lead. David, I should mention – that, you know, you try studiously to find roles that even I don't remember I do. And you always avoid the roles that everybody does remember I do, the foremost being, can you, David Chen, guess the number one role I am associated with around the world?
All right, let me try and think. Carl Venable from Pope Dreams.
Yes! No.
Okay, give me one more guess. Happy Chapman from Garfield.
That's a close third. That's a close third, especially with the five-year-old.
Okay. Walter Westfield from the 2001 TV film The Gene Pool.
You're killing me here. Okay, I forget that David Chen has access to roles on a resume that I am not even access to.
Okay, you're right. Okay, let's stop joking around here. Numericles from Hercules.
No. Ned Ryerson